Selamat mendengar 2% Podcast di Spotify. Pusing Podcast, dengarkan kami secara langsung di Clubhouse. Follow at Ashraf Mokhtar untuk sesi rakaman seterusnya, atau anda boleh dengar di Spotify atau aplikasi-aplikasi podcast kegemaran anda. Ikuti Instagram dan Twitter kami di @dengar2pusing. Saya ulang, @dengar2pusing. Atau jika anda ada sebarang pertanyaan atau komen dan cadangan, hantarkan email anda ke 2pusingpodcast@outlook.com. Kita masih lagi bersama dengan Dayan Trisha. Ini adalah part yang kedua. Kita akan cerita lebih kurang sikit pasal projek Anchor SPM. Ramai orang tunggu episod ni sebenarnya. I think ada a lot yang ramai orang DM tu semua tanya pasal ni lah. Pasal projek Anchor. Even though we never say anything about it lah. Macam nak cerita pasal apa ke. Tak cakap apa tapi they always come to that. I think because the hype is real, man.
It's my latest project, kan?
Right.
Juga.
Betul?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the second podcast.
Hey. Okay.
Hey.
All right. Okay. This is the last the last part. Hopefully in future kita boleh buat lagi. Hopefully, insyaallah.
Insyaallah.
Kita buat in real life pula sebab I think kita last jumpa 2018.
Oh, damn.
Kan, dah lama gila. So, let's do it in future. Okay, so mari kita mulakan episod kedua, part kedua untuk Dayan Trisha. 2% Podcast. Kembali lagi dalam 2% Podcast, dalam part yang kedua bersama dengan Dayan Trisha, everyone.
Hey guys.
Tak, dia kena lagi sekali. 2% Podcast, kita selalu bersama dengan Aida Zubir, everyone.
Hai korang. Tukan, hai korang.
Aku dah tukar. Hai korang. Dia macam, semua nak gunakan aku je. Tak, okay. Alright. Okay, the reason why that like this particular episode kita nak cerita pasal project Anchor SPM je sebab walaupun kita orang tak cakap pasal, I just bagi tahu semua orang, hantar korang punya soalan sebab kita ada Dayan Trisha in the house. Okay, that's all. Tapi semua yang hantar semua cerita pasal project Anchor. Tapi it's okay.
They really love the show.
Yeah, they do. I pun suka sebab I think dah lama gila I tak dapat this I tak follow show to the point yang macam okay, I want to sit in front of TV pukul 9 malam on Monday. It's like that. Sebab in this era of like on demand thing, Netflix apa semua, when you just can just binge whenever you want. This show macam okay, aku kena tengok together with the audience yang lain.
So yeah, you can join. Tertinggalan hype
kan, dia. The hype tu macam I wanna tweet about it.
Yeah, like I get that. What you mean. And
the good
thank
thing,
you so much.
Yeah, it was like it was amazing show. I think kudos to everyone in the team, like Anwari, Reza Hisham, Dayan, and AD and everyone in the show. Even though it is, I know you are the main character, tapi I think the way they lay down all the episodes, all the character, dia macam dah jadi macam ensemble cast punya show.
Memang daripada awal pun dia cakap it's an ensemble cast punya TV series.
Right. I see. Okay, cut classic lah. I think in 10 years pun orang can still macam tengok lagi sebab because it's on demand, it's online, it's only
Inshallah.
8 episodes kan.
Yeah.
ada plan?
Thank you.
Do you still have other plans, like macam any shows afterwards lepas ni?
Sepatutnya ada tapi sebab lockdown kan, so I had to postpone the shoot lah.
I see. That one is TV series.
It's a TV series juga. It's a very very interesting one sebab I rasa you tahu kan sebab you dah follow I selama ni memang I very selective in whatever that I whatever drama series yang I ambil. So this one is very interesting. So I really can't wait sebenarnya untuk start shoot tapi itulah kan kita lepas habis lockdown ni insya-Allah kita start balik tengok macam mana.
Mhm, I see. This is like must be like a premium show jugalah kan.
Well, I wouldn't say a premium show. I dapat juga premium show cuma dia clashing banyak and then tapi this one dia lain sikit.
I see.
So it's just it tickles my interest. So that's why I want to do it.
Right. Okay. Okay. Let's talk about Project Anchor SPM.
Yeah.
When you first dapat like the offer untuk jadi Aida Zubir. How it feels like macam you baca the script and then okay, apa you punya respond? Your first respond. Is it like macam okay, I tengok dulu, I baca script dulu baru I ni ke ataupun you just straight away nak sebab director and all the cast yang lain?
Sebenarnya masa dia orang offer I tu, I rasa dia orang baru lock AD kot. Yang lain semua tak lock.
I see. Yeah. So you the second cast yang dia lock.
I rasa masa tu pun dia orang baru jumpa AD. So AD dengan I dia orang lock at the same time. Lebih kurang lah. I tak sure sangat tapi masa I dapat call daripada Fatimah, she's the producer. She was like, "Dayan, you boleh datang office tak? Sekian-sekian kan. Kita ada project special." Dia kata macam tu je.
Kita ada project special.
Project special sebab dengan Fatimah kan. Macam before ni dia ada dia dengan Arzai Syam ada offer I untuk satu series juga before ni. Tapi I tak dapat buat sebab masa tu I tengah travel, banyak sangat travel.
I see.
So, I memang interested nak kerja dengan Alpha.
Alpha
47. Right. Yeah. So, bila ni I macam, okay, you know, I pun right, sure. So, I pergi, I memang datang memang tak tahu apa-apa. So, bila I datang, diorang present semua kan. Macam, okay, interesting. This is like coming of age punya approach kan. Colors cantik, story cantik. Tapi masa tu, I tak dapat lagi skrip. So, I macam, okay, ni macam best je. And then, dia kata, oh, so interested tak? I macam, I rasa macam okay. Macam, I can explore ni kan. Sebab macam best kan. And then, I rasa masa tu, dia bagi tahu the Izzat is AD. I rasa yang lain-lain semua tak lock lagi. So, dia kata, dia tengah consider I untuk Aida ataupun Jaja. Dia kata macam tu tau.
I see, okay.
Sebab dia kata, masa tu I ada kat meeting, ada Raiza Isham, ada Fatimah dengan ada Anwari. And then ada Lukman sekali. Lukman
pun ada juga.
Lukman pun ada. She also is one of the writers kan. And then dia kata macam sebab Aida ada, sebab kita nampak you sebagai Aida sebab dia main piano, blah-blah-blah semua kan. Tapi you pun boleh main Jaja juga sebab Jaja ada nyanyi dalam cerita ni.
Aha, betul.
So, saya macam, oh, okay. So I kena baca both scripts untuk Jaja dan juga Aida.
I see.
And then lepas I baca, and then Anwari pandang I, definitely Aida. Dia kata macam tu. So,
is it because like you tak cukup quirky untuk jadi Jaja ke macam mana?
Tak tahulah. Sebab I baca ikut line, ikut karakter masa tu je lah kan. So I macam okay tak apa sebab I pun cakap kat dia I pun lagi cenderung ke arah Aida sebab dia lagi main perasaan. So and then dia orang kata okay. And then so I balik. So I rasa dia orang tak sempat send I script lagi. Lepas tu I went for the second meeting. And then baru I got to know the production team dengan lebih mendalam. And then kita berbincang pasal macam-macam lah, not just project anchor. Kita berbincang pasal ideology, kita berbincang pasal industri, macam-macam benda
malam tu.
So it was very interesting to get to know Anwari, Raza Isham, Fatimah, Lukman and get to know them as a person, you know, and people who I'm going to work with for the next 2 months.
Right.
So I think that was a very good icebreaker for all of us to kind of know how we work as a person.
Just look for the chemistry lah kan.
Yeah, the chemistry. And I rasa benda tu sebenarnya sangat penting dan hilang a process tu sebenarnya dalam kebanyakan production kat Malaysia.
I see. Yeah, I agree with that. Betul.
Faham tak? So kita kena, sebab proses mengenali someone yang you akan bekerja ni memang sebenarnya sangat-sangat important.
Betul. Like even like so, kalau you kerja, bukan kerja seni pun, you nak tahu company tu macam mana before you apply, betul tak?
Yes, kan? Exactly. Yeah. So tak payahlah, satu dua session dah cukup kan. Kita dah boleh vibe, kita boleh dapat vibe tu ke tak.
True, faham true.
Tak? Yeah, so after that second meeting, I rasa macam, oh, okay, diorang ni best ni kan, boleh sekepala ni. And then diorang pun rasa macam tu. And then diorang hantar dekat I script. So bila dia hantar I script, I baca.
Terus.
I memang, okay, ni aku kena buat.
What was the thing I yang baca, really hook?
I macam, ish. Sebab bagi I baca, mulai baca 1 sampai 5 dulu kot. First go, I terus baca 1 sampai 5. Lepas tu episode 5 tu, I menangis.
Ush,
I baca
okay.
I baca episode 5 tu, I nangis masa yang kat mountain tu, yang masa Aida dengan Aizat punya scene.
Oh, yang dia bagi bag punya
yang buat tu. Macam beban-beban tu kan. Beban tu, I nangis. Saya macam, oh my god, this is such a beautiful storytelling. And right. Then I rasa masa episod 3 pun, masa Aida dengan scene piano dia tu kan, macam usyuaknya kan. I rasa macam, ish, macam mana ni I nak kena perform scene ni, sebab benda ni memang kena perform.
Right, betul.
And then scene yang botol, aku sayang korang semua, fireworks tu, I rasa benda tu sangat-sangat, ush, dia macam lain. And then dia best, it's something yang you tengok dekat TV series, and you macam, ish, bestnya kalau I'm a part of this project kan. So I was reading that the whole thing, and I rasa macam, ish, best gila aku dapat jadi Aida lah macam tu ni. Macam tu tau I rasa.
Right. So macam bila you, bila you start jumpa semua cast? Is it on shoot or is it like before you guys have a table read or something?
Of course, kita ada a few rehearsal sebelum tu. Tapi I rasa I dapat, first time yang I script reading, masa tu I, AD dengan Alang. Alang plays Zaim.
Oh, okay. Zaif.
Sebab I rasa yang lain semua tak lock right. Lagi.
Okay.
Yeah, so yang lain-lain semua tak lock lagi.
Right.
Yang dah lock masa tu, I AD dan juga Alang je. So masa tu kita buat script reading. Tapi masa tu dah nak cari chemistry I dengan AD lah.
Right.
And then I dengan AD time tu memang kita dah kenal lah each other. And we've worked together before. Cuma jarang, kita tak ada dah kawan pun. And then kita orang jarang jarang work together. Last time I tak remember, tapi dia pernah masuk dalam satu episod D.
Oh, yeah. Dia jadi, what was that guy? Dia macam boyfriend, like antagonist punya watak kan dalam D kan?
Lebih kurang, I tak ingat lah, tapi di the series tu dia ada. I lupa eh, dia yang ingatkan I macam, eh, I ada dalam D. I macam, oh, okay. Lawak gila.
Dahlah,
macam,
dah lah show dia, ya Allah. Kesian betul.
Kelas kan, kelakar gila. Macam, oh. Mungkin salah tu. Sebab kita banyak cameo dalam cerita tu. Saya lupa
right.
lah.
Right, betul.
And then it was like, how many years ago already?
True.
Tapi AD ingat lah. Saya macam, okay. And then, after that, baru I dengan AD fitting. Lepas tu, after that, baru kita rehearsal dengan the whole cast. Dalam 2-3 kali jugalah untuk dapatkan chemistry tu sebelum kita start shoot.
Oh, I see. Okay, so
tapi
like when you
apa you punya soalan?
Tak. No, I mean like when you first, bila you buat table read, you buat for the whole series ke? Or is it like just first episode?
I think it was for the whole series. Oof, I think okay. That one night we baca, no. We had 2 or 3 script reading session. And then the first one kita baca sampai episode 3 ke 4 macam tu. And then the next one kita sambung.
Wow, that lama tu. Lama gila tu. Kan?
Tapi okay lah, sebab masa tu pun kita orang still nak try get to know each other kan. We have to be like, kita kena jadi kawan kan yang dah satu batch 5 tahun kan. So kita kena, tak boleh nak kekok sangat kan.
Ya, takkan nak jumpa kat set. Eh, jumpa kat set guys tu kan. Which a lot of production buat sekarang.
Tapi the fun factnya, Botol was not supposed to be played by Chubby.
Oh, okay.
So masa awal-awal sebenarnya Botol ni, karakter dia sebenarnya Naim Daniel.
I see. Tapi still cari yang
Naim
boleh menyanyi
kan. Naim yang datang lah. Ya kan, sebab Botol kan kena nyanyi
betul.
So Naim yang datang rehearsal. Ada dalam dua kali lah kita rehearsal together.
I see. Oh, lepas tu so Naim ada something else lah. That's why dia drop the project.
Bukan, lepas tu yang the whole COVID, AJL, semua AJL contestant kena quarantine, and then Naim was one of them. Tapi I tak tahulah nak cakap benda ni macam rezeki ke apa. Naim tak sempat masuk set kita orang.
Oh, okay. So at least so, dia tak mengganggu proses.
Ya, dia tak, tak masuk set. So kita orang tak payah berhenti shoot. Sebab kalau dia dah masuk set, kita semua kena berhenti shoot.
Yes, betul. Betul lah tu.
And nak jadi, nak jadikan cerita, dia patutnya masuk the next day. Tapi malam tu kita dapat tahu yang semua AJL pun contestant kena quarantine.
Wow. Can you imagine? Okay.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Can you imagine lah? Sebab macam like cluster project anchor. Like imagine cluster sekolah Tengku Isa Anwar. Must be crazy, man. Okay, kita ada satu soalan daripada nama akaun ni, projectanchor.spm. I think it's one of the big Project Anchor punya fan. I think fan account. It's ada 6,000 follower kot dia orang punya account ni. So that's quite crazy for a show in Malaysia sebab kita tak pernah lagi ada benda macam ni. So this is her question, tapi dia tak nak reveal nama. So it's okay. So let's play the question.
Hi Diane, another question, like when you got the offer to be Ida in Project Anchor SPM, did you actually accept it straightly because you know you have to hold a character for a school student, right? And with your age, do you actually feel confident that that people will watch it as they know maybe sometimes school students have to be, school students that hold the character have to be within the school student's age. So how can you be so confident to accept the job? And what's the most challenging challenge or risk that you take to be Ida in Project Anchor SPM?
Ah, okay. Pasal yang soalan kedua tu, bila you dapat apa ni, watak tu watak budak sekolah, so you ada tak a little bit of like macam doubt yourself, macam boleh tak aku pull off budak sekolah punya ni, which I think you did well sebab dalam show tu macam I tak nampak anyone from the apa ni, from the cast yang nampak terlebih tua untuk apa ni, budak SPM, I think.
Faham, thank you. So I rasa I faham sebab orang kata macam ambillah budak sekolah untuk mainkan budak sekolah kan. Tapi bagi I, there's a lot of emotion play in the series. Jadi sebab benda ni pun kita ada berborak dengan Razza Isham juga before before kita start masih rasa semua tu. Sebab I rasa to play a school kid with a mix of emotions, we need someone who dah lalui benda ni dan boleh mengimbau balik.
Right, betul.
Yeah, we need a kind of a sense of maturity to play a distressed and distraught school kid. So I rasa that's where my the experience in my age come in handy to put all these emotions into the school girl.
Betul, betul.
Yeah, so I feel like benda tu membantu I lah. Sebab kalau I 17 tahun and then I main budak umur 17 tahun, mungkin I tak matang untuk memainkan budak 17 tahun ni.
Sebab you 2003 baru tak 3 tahun.
Betul.
Okay. Make sense. So macam, okay, how far did you go to pull off Ida Zubir? Macam like, I don't know, something that you did your research ke, apa ke, in order for you to help yourself in the acting?
One of the challenges is because I feel like Ida ni dia lain dengan Dayan. Sebab Ida ni dia very, dia macam, dia antisocial basically. She has only one friend and and in reality I'm super chirpy and you know what I mean kan. So I have to have a reference of how I want Ida to be.
Right.
So apa yang I tahu, kakak I lah yang paling terdekat dengan I yang I rasa I boleh ambil sikit dia punya trait tu untuk jadi Ida. Sebab she was a straight A student, memang tak banyak kawan, and then she was very awkward in school, very reserved.
I see.
So that's why I ambil dia sebagai I punya reference untuk jadikan, untuk mainkan watak Ida ni lah.
I just realised ini bukan kali pertama jadi pelajar cemerlang on screen.
Betul. I selalu dapat watak pelajar pandai ni.
Betul lah. Kan dalam basket you Vera A++ kan. Now you Ida pula. Tak lepas
Ida
ni
dah macam four, ni pula. 4A is in her name.
4A's. Ada 4A. A-A-I-D-A-A kan. Habis habis ni lah tu. Mesti kalau like the real Aida in 2003 kan, mesti budak emo ataupun budak macam join dengar MCR and all kan. Tapi but yeah,
tapi it was fun lah sebab macam masa awal-awal pre-shoot kita ada buat macam sesi mengenali karakter masing-masing,
right?
And then and then macam yeah, it was with Razai Syam and Anwari lah. So dia tanya macam, okay, selalunya Aida kalau you dengar lagu, you dengar lagu apa? Saya cakap lah, oh, I rasa I dengar lagu klasikal, and then I dengar surah, kan? Budak pandai kan?
Right, faham?
So macam tu, so we have to like be the character. So how I got this is because dulu memang kakak I dengar klasikal dengan surah.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. So like the director did that to everyone, like in the ensemble cast. Oh wow.
Everyone, macam contohnya macam Helmy kan, ada kan? Okay, kalau Helmy dengar siapa? Dia kata, okay, kalau Helmy, saya rasa saya dengar Siti Nurhaliza kot. Sebab dia kan crush dekat Aida. So, Aida reminds him of Siti Nurhaliza.
No wonder ada poster Siti Nurhaliza dalam bilik dia.
Yes, exactly.
I see. Oh, that's cool. That's a nice method to bring out the character from yourself. Eh?
Yes.
Betul juga. Eh?
Yes.
Okay. So, when you first tengok the ensemble cast, I don't know. What was the first one? And bila you dapat the official cast, is it on set? Must be on set lah kan? Sebab Chabi masuk untuk ganti Naim, kan?
Yeah.
When you first
tapi
tengok orang.
With Chabi, I think I was Chabi was most selesa dengan I because dengan Chabi kita pernah kerja before ni, tapi dalam dengan Chabi kita pernah kerja before ni tapi dah lama dah. Cuma I went to a few of dansa dancing punya, it's a singing competition.
Sebab true.
One of a couple of my friends entered that competition, so Chabi was one of the contestants.
I see.
And I suka tengok Chabi perform, so I dengan dia started talking semua. So that's why bila Chabi masuk set, dia paling selesa dengan I sebab kita yang dah berborak before.
Dah pernah berborak. I see.
Yes,
okay.
Uh-huh.
Right. Mm. So when you first tengok diorang berkumpul, macam like all of you guys berkumpul, do you see where it's going? Like macam you ada vision of like how big this show would be?
We actually, kita semua sebenarnya tak expect apa-apa pun daripada, I mean, kita semua memang happy gila to be a part of this project because I rasa satu sebab the production team memang right. best, and then satu lagi sebab message yang kita bawa dalam cerita ni.
True,
and then,
betul.
And then as we shoot, kita pun Razai Syam Ellie kan. Ellie selalu tunjuk kita orang visual-visual yang dah shoot. So, kita macam nampak happy gila lah sebab gambar cantik gila.
I see.
Kita macam,
even on set eh, tak sempat grading dah cantik eh. Oh, best je.
So, macam kita macam, ish, cool gila cerita ni Ellie kan. Kita macam excited sebab I rasa masa tu kita semua dalam frekuensi yang sama, which is like, okay, this is such an incredible production and we just need to do our best to just pull this off.
Oh, nice.
Sebenarnya kita punya state of mind time tu is just to just do our best so that we do the characters justice. Tapi sebenarnya right. kita tak adalah expect benda ni akan meletup macam ni sebenarnya sebab kat set kan last kita semua macam pergi kerja macam tak kerja pun sebab kita orang sangat-sangat selesa dengan each other and benda yang bond kita orang lima-lima form ni macam something yang unexpected gila.
Right. So you guys still still a friend until today, confirm.
Yeah, kita
definitely.
Kita still macam dalam group selalu borak berbenda semua kan. Macam fun lah. Kita orang even after habis shoot pun kita sempat pergi holiday kejap.
Oh yeah. Wow.
So
that's,
the bond is there. We were very close lah. The bond is there.
I see. Okay, kita ada satu lagi soalan daripada daripada Instagram. Nama dia Nurul Atika. Okay, kita play.
Berat tak bawa watak as Aida Zubi? And that I expect sambutan projek anchor SPM ni akan mendapat sambutan yang luar biasa macam ni. Nanti sekarang tak dapat move on.
Nampak tak? Dia tak dapat move on. Okay. I think
sweet.
It's gonna be a long time before like someone stop talking about projek anchor sebab it's still going on. I think a lot of my friends macam, oh, okay, now that it's locked down and then everything is on AstroGo, kan? Macam, okay lah, nak tengok apa semua kan. But the question, like, berat tak you nak bawa watak Aida ni, how heavy, like macam, sebab I nampak benda tu memang kena main emotion. I know that you're pretty great at it. I think you prove it a lot of times lah. I tak sabar nak tengok Sumpahan Jerunai macam mana, sebab all the stills look good. Tapi itulah kan. But yeah, like, berat tak bawa watak Aida ni?
In some scenes, banyak scenes sebenarnya memang berat lah. Sebab, you know, she lost her mom. And then dia kena mental abuse. Kena mentally tortured with her dad.
Right.
And then kena apa... kena kantoi pula, kena save the whole batch lagi kan. So there's a lot of emotional baggage dan pressure yang diletak kepada Aida Zubir.
Right.
But bagi I, berat tu sedap nak bawa.
I see. Betul? Betul.
Berat tu I bila I habis shoot ni, I rasa macam I rasa puas sangat dapat main Aida ni, sebab selalunya before ni tak jarang lah dapat main karakter yang dapat tunjuk emosi yang berat macam ni.
Right.
Yang dia berat dia logic dan reasonable.
True. Faham?
Faham tak? Bukan setakat nangis sebab kena nangis.
Yes.
You get what I mean?
Like the so depth dia, is so deep.
Yes. The depth is there. Jadi right. I rasa dia penat bawa, tapi penat yang sedap. So I sangat-sangat enjoy bawa watak Aida ni, sebab dia ada dia punya perubahan kan, nampak daripada Aida awal macam mana sampai Aida habis macam mana, nampak sangat karakter tu berbeza. So when I get to play her, I rasa macam I enjoy sangat kerja macam ni, walaupun bila kena scene heavy-heavy tu I kena macam stress myself kejap untuk dapatkan emotion yang betul.
Right.
Tapi I rasa it's worth it lah, sebab sebab daripada main emosi kosong kan, I'd rather play something with more depth.
I see, betul? Dia macam, because I think the way you guys, I think the way they write the story pun macam, they wrote the story in a very, very beautiful way. Macam-macam, everything is taken into, like, semua benda macam factor in kan? Like, all the character is written very, very well. Cuma nak tanya, like, what was your, apa yang, scene mana yang you rasa, yang you dah buat throughout the 2 months of shoot? Yang you rasa macam you enjoy gila buat?
Scene mana yang I enjoy gila buat? I rasa scene, ada a few scenes lah. Satu yang scene piano tu. Sebab I rasa scene piano tu adalah salah satu very crucial scene yang menunjukkan Aida dan bapa dia punya relationship.
Betul.
And for just a fun fact, masa kita shoot scene piano ni kan, Tony masa dia jerit tu, I tak main piano. And masa I main piano, Tony tak jerit.
Sebab audio.
Sebab audio.
See.
So I have to pretend.
Oh shoot. That oh susahnya.
I have to pretend that my dad is screaming at me.
Masa you nangis main piano tu.
Masa I nangis main piano tu, I kena pretend yang ada orang tengah menjerit kat I kat belakang.
I see. Oh, okay.
So, so it's all in my head. I have to remember the sequence of the song. Anwari siap tulis dekat I dalam note dalam phone Okay, ni salah masa first part. Ni salah masa second part. Ni salah masa note ketiga. Ada dalam 9, 8, 9 jugalah I kena main. Sebab kan ayah suruh Aida ulang balik. Aida ulang balik, ulang balik. So, kita kena tally kan? So I have to remember the sequence and I have to pretend that my dad is screaming at me, and at the same time I have to deliver that emotion.
Oh my god, dengar je dah macam ya Allah. Okay, I know that Anwari is very particular.
Particular
gila. particular gila in his work. Which is why it's great kan. Tapi tak sangka sampai tahap tu dia dah shut.
Ya, sampai tahap tu. Sebab kita kena, sebab audio kan, kita tak boleh.
Betul?
So it was, that was, and then kalau nak tahu lagi, kita shoot tu hari pertama.
Oh my god, serious? That was the opening? You shoot dekat rumah tu?
That was the first night that I had to do. That once I cakap kat Anwar dengan Elia, macam korang serius lah sini. Yang aku tengah cuba ni, korang letak first day.
tapi okay. It's really like macam crash all the nervousness kan, sebab you did the worst part of the show, and then lah okay lepas ni semua
it's one of the hardest, but the whole sequence tu kan I emo je, and then dari situ, and then after that I'm ngamuk lagi dekat tepi sekolah, and then after that mengamuk lagi, menangis lagi banyak, sebab benda tu start of a whole angst dan Aida punya kind of like a nervous wreck system lah time tu.
Dia macam a turning point untuk Aida punya karakter juga kan?
Yeah, kind of. It's kind of one of the turning points lah. Mm-hmm. So that was one scene yang I enjoy. And the second one yang scene dia dengan Aizat.
Right.
Kat atas bukit tu, yang tu turning point untuk Aizat pula.
Oh, okay. Yang tu paling paling famous dekat TikTok lah tu kan.
Famous teruk lah kat TikTok.
Gila, macam dahsyat.
Okay. Lepas tu scene apa lagi? Scene yang masa yang last kali tu, yang masa Jaja, kalau masa ni lah benda semua kan. Saya pun tak nak scene ni lah. Itu pun saya suka, sebab after that diorang semua chow, and then it's just me and Aizat.
Mm-hmm.
Itu pun emotion juga.
Right.
And then kalau nak cakap scene yang I a part of, those are a couple of scenes yang I suka lah buat.
Right. Okay. Watching Project Anchor, did you watch the show? Of course lah, watch the show, right? Course. Every week you mesti tengok kan?
Tak adalah every week, sebab I can music kan. So I kena tengok selepas.
Lepas tu lah, Astro Girl lah kan? On demand. But you watch the whole show lah?
I did. Nak dengar cerita kelakar tak? Sebab I tak nak macam... Sebab before tu, I dah tengok 4 episod tau. Dengan macam... Before diorang dah tengok episod 4 keluar kan. I dah tengok 4 episod dah. So, I tahulah what's going on. Tapi episod 5 sampai 8, kita dah shoot. Tapi of course, kita lupa detail-detail kan.
Faham?
And I tak boleh nak tengok. I tak boleh nak tengok masa tengah show tu. Sebab I kena ready untuk music-music.
Right.
So, what I did was, I read balik my script supaya I tahu what's going on. Kau faham tak?
So boleh tweet lah later on.
Yeah. I baca balik script supaya I tak ketinggalan kelakar weh.
Like the dedication.
The dedication. Okay,
dahsyat lah. Okay.
Gila, lawak gila.
But, okay. You tengok as an audience, other than Aida, which character do you, that is your favourite?
I rasa sebenarnya semua karakter I suka.
Mm-hmm.
Sebab I rasa tak ada satu karakter pun yang bercanggah dengan each other. Tak ada satu karakter pun yang berlawan.
Mm-hmm. Faham?
Faham tak? So semua ada kekuatan masing-masing and they delivered it so well. They're so talented.
Right.
So semualah I rasa macam sebab kita tahu kekuatan kita kat mana dan kita tahu karakter kita apa function dia dekat situ. So kita punya synergy tu sedap.
I see. Faham. So like macam everyone have their own strength semua kan. So it's like I don't know, it feels like we need more of this kind of show in the future.
Yeah,
sebab
betul.
Tak ada orang discover that 2000. Maknanya whoever yang umur 30 or 25 to 30 right now, they have their own nostalgia. Tapi we keep on bagi macam nostalgia untuk orang umur 50 tahun ke atas. And then there's no one trying to cater macam what happened in 2000, what happened in 2003, 2005 kan? Which is our childhood actually. Okay.
Yeah, so to think that we tapped into 2003 is very is very interesting ah.
True, betul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last question. Will there or will there not be a sequel?
I cannot say as of now sebab I rasa diorang nak buat, cuma kita tak ada story lagi.
I see, betul?
Faham. So kita kena develop a story lah kan. Macam biasa sequel ni susah nak jadi yang seperti yang
the
pertama kan. So sequel, tak banyak cerita yang sequel lagi best daripada first.
Right, exactly.
Susah nak achieve. Sebab expectation sangat tinggi kan.
Betul.
Jadi kalau ada, insyaAllah lah. Tapi of course kita tak nak buat cincai-cincai. So we might need to take time to develop another compelling story for this.
I see. Okay. You guys tak ada plan nak buat macam like a mini concert or something for Project Anchor?
Tak ada.
Korang ada banyak lagu kot. Hello?
Hello?
Ah, okay.
Okay. Yang tu I rasa so far tak ada dalam perbincangan lagi. Sebab sekarang pun nak concert. Concert tu apa?
No, I mean, it doesn't have to be a concert. It can be a showcase on TV ke apa kan. Because I feel like you guys have Dayan, you guys have Chawi, you guys have even Anwari boleh menyanyi. Kan?
Singers of the show. Yeah, kan? Faham.
So,
tak
I think
lah,
we should
maybe
lah.
It could be something interesting to include in the future.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Dayan.
Thank you so much, Ashraf.
Like, I'm seriously macam, ush. Okay. Kita ada podcast dengan Dayan sekarang macam. Dia lah, dah lah episode, baru episode 4, episode 5 je. Oh. It's not even, macam mana aku nak talk benda ni the next episode.
Aduh. Tak. Yang penting suara you tak nervous sangat dah lah. Yang awal tadi you suara nervous.
I nervous sikit lah. Macam, okay, I nak check macam mana dengan Dayan ni eh.
Okay. Elah, no. Kita chill-chill dia.
Betul. Okay, thank you very much sebab agree nak join 20% podcast ni. It's just a small podcast sembang dengan orang-orang yang I suka nak sembang je sebenarnya. Actually, it's just a alasan untuk bersembang dekat orang. Itu je sebenarnya. But yeah, I think I should ask Reza Syam nak tanya kalau dia interested nak
cerita pasal. I think it should, because I rasa macam, because you bukan saja nak, I tahulah kita nak sembang-sembang, tapi betul? You have shown interest in the industry, faham tak? So you bukan seorang yang main borak kosong. You ada you punya understanding sendiri. So I think he should be interested in doing this with you also.
InsyaAllah nanti kita cuba tanya dia. Maybe bawa Anwari sekali ke, just another special project anchor. Alright, okay, thank you very much, Dayan. Kita jumpa in future, in real life, hopefully.
InsyaAllah.
Nanti. Yeah, so thank you guys kepada semua yang mendengar dah dua part ni. Apa lagi yang nak cerita tadi? Okay, that's all. Thank you very much for listening. Kita jumpa lagi dalam episod yang akan datang. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Terima kasih kerana mendengar 2% Podcast. Jumpa lagi di episod yang akan datang.